Honeybees are remarkable creatures. Industrious pollinators necessary for producing most of our food crops, like all of those apples, cucumbers, raspberries, and pumpkins grown on Miami Valley farms. And of course, the honey for which they're named. With wild populations dwindling, most honeybees are now kept as willing workers by human beekeepers. Community Voices producer Jim Kale talks with Greg and Melody Blatt of Bellbrook about their path to a new hobby.
After a quick greeting, maintaining our social distance, Greg produced two beekeeper suits and instructed me in the proper way to check the white plastics jacket for a snug fit around the openings. Zipping up the large netted helmet, covering the zippers with Velcro flaps, then checking gloves and jacket. Properly protected, we made our way across his well-manicured lawn in Bellbrook to a wooden box sitting on a plank supported by two cinder blocks. I put the mic in close while Greg took the top off the hive.
I have to tell you, I've never been this close to a beehive. Yeah,
for sure, right?
Yeah.
It all kind of started out as a funny joke. Kaif and I were at a dinner party with some friends, and my wife made a comment.
You know, I said, I've always liked a man in uniform, and I told Greg he should be a beekeeper.
She finally said, well, I think it would be fun if Greg got into beekeeping and wore one of those beekeeping suits. So, of course, they all laughed. I'm sitting in church one morning. Sitting behind me was a couple, and I introduced myself. I asked him what he does, and he said, well, I'm retired. And I said, oh, I said, what do you do to keep yourself busy in retirement? He says, I'm a beekeeper. And so I told him the whole story about, you know, the dinner party and my friends and so forth, and he started to laugh. He says, well, you'd probably like to come to one of my beekeeping classes that I teach for the city of Kettering. I texted my wife, and I said, honey, you're not going to believe it. I just got a sign from God.
After classes, bee boxes, suits with net helmets, gloves, and live bees by mail order, Greg joined the over 6,600 beekeepers in Ohio as a rookie beekeeper with two hives going into the winter.
What's the biggest surprise you've had in all of this?
I had no idea how orderly everything was inside of a beehive. There's just so much order to it. I just can't imagine. Frankly, I can't imagine this all happening because two rocks collided and it just appeared. I mean, it just there has to be something bigger that put this whole symmetry together.
When do you find out if you had a successful overwintering?
It's a good question. So, if you get into temperatures somewhere in the high 50s, low 60s, you can go out and kind of check on the hives. So I actually did that about a week or so ago, and as it turns out, one of my hives died. The other hive is doing fantastic. Hive, you'll probably get 30 pounds every time you harvest.
What's a pound of honey worth?
From $10 to $12 a pound.
How many hours have you put in?
Your first pound of honey generally comes out, you got about $1,500 in it. So it's not about the money, right? But you're doing a lot for the environment, you're doing a lot for the human population. The bees are the biggest pollinators we have. If we don't have bees, honeybees, to go out and pollinate, then we won't have food crops. And if we don't have food crops, we're not going to survive very long.
Did you know all this before you started?
No. I had no idea.
The bees are out pollinating crops and flowers, gathering pollen from Xenia and Kettering before coming home to Bellbrook to make honey in Greg and Melody's hive.
Okay, now I got to ask, what's your reaction now that you're in uniform?
She just wants the honey.
For WYSO Radio, this is Jim Kay.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.